So a few weeks back, we did episode number 597, Healthy High Impact Morning Practices. And I got so much good response from you guys. You're like, yes, give me your actual list of things that you do. This is so helpful because, you know, that morning practice that all of us want to be doing, that many of us do, and then we stop doing it, and then we do it some more, and then we want to add things to it. And then it becomes like a hour-long practice, and then we definitely can do it because it's all the things we want to do. And but let's just stop that right now. We're going to do something today, kind of in theme of that, but a way that is even more distilled down, even more simple. And that's why I'm so glad you guys are joining me for episode number 605 today, which is 5 ways to feel better right now. Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Okay, so check this out, right? Lousy day, lousy week. How do you shift your energy so you get out of the everything is really icky rut? So I'm going to be sharing my 5 go-tos for changing my energy instantly. Meaning, if somebody says, how's your day going? And you're like, ugh, could be better. This is you. This is for you. This is all for you today. And it's not going to be a very long episode in keeping with this theme of let's do this pretty fast, right? Let's shift that energy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of it and into another feeling state, into another co-creational state. Because as you all know, as flow dreamers, practicing flow dreamers, what you feel is what you make. Also, big thanks to you guys who followed up on last episode, which was when I asked you, hey, would you please go ahead and rate this podcast on iTunes or Google Play or Spotify. Hey, you can get it at Spotify too. Wherever you're currently getting your podcasts, if you rate it or make some comments, review it, whatever is possible, it means that basically you're exposing the show to about 5 new strangers. That is the real world impact of you doing it. And if you really want to do some good juicy stuff in the universe that gets you some good karma points, this would be one of them. So thank you in advance for doing it now. And also thank all of you guys who did it last week. So what do I do when I need to change my day? I'm just like, I'm not feeling it. Things are not where I want to go. Or even I'm just like kind of low energy and sitting there at work and staring at my computer and feeling like, ugh, I just would rather be doing something else. I'm like, well, you know what? Let's shift your energy. It's easier often than shifting where you're at or what has to get done in the day. So the very first thing I do is breathe. I know it sounds really simple. Breathe. But from having done a good deal of breath work myself in my life, breathing really does recirculate and reset things. It flushes your body with fresh oxygen. It helps set off a transformation where your cells get cleared of debris as the old oxygen and cellular debris get moved out. Your whole body benefits from simple, deep breaths. So choose a number that works for you. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 deep breaths in and out. You can do them through your nose, through your mouth. Whatever feels right to you. This instantly calms and stills your energy. It sets you up for a change of pace. Now, not everybody can jump up in the middle of work and start doing yoga poses or any kind of physical movement, which is also excellent, right? To change your posture, change your body. If you can't do that, though, start with a breath. Start with a breathing in and exhaling. The next thing I would do, and I often do, is I use Instant Alignment. This is probably one of my top-selling, most popular flow dreams, totally unexpectedly for me. And maybe it's because it truly is like 5 minutes in flow. It's not where you're spending 10, 15, or 20 minutes even out of your day, which can seem like a real sidetrack. But 5 minutes, I mean, hey, when you guys are checking your Instagram feed, you've done this. You look up and 5, 10 minutes have passed and you're like, whoa, that took a lot longer than I thought. 5 minutes is nothing in your day. So putting on Instant Alignment, which is a flow dream, for 5 minutes is like a power punch. What Instant Alignment does is it shifts you, takes you into flow. It takes you into a shifting state. And it realigns you to everything that's good and right and working in your life. It takes you out of this feeling of, I'm off track, I don't feel good, people are mad at me, things are not working. And it puts you back into, they're working, everything is smoothed out, communication is open, decisions are made, it feels good again. So that's number two, right? So far, shifting like this, feeling better right now, has taken a total of maybe 6 minutes if you're doing both of these. All right, next, gratitude. Gratitude. I know that's an old-fashioned go-to favorite. Gratitude and practicing gratitude to me, it's like having hollyhocks in your garden. You guys know what hollyhocks are? They're that really old-fashioned flower that you always see painted on the front cover of children's storybooks, you know, like children's nursery rhymes. And they're these big, tall, red, flowering hollyhocks. They're old-fashioned flowers. And I actually have them planted all around my house. I adore them. That's what a gratitude practice is. It's an old, steadfast piece of gloriousness. So a gratitude practice can be as simple as closing your eyes. You're out of Instant Alignment right now. Your eyes are still closed. Excuse me. Your eyes are still closed. And you're feeling a couple of things. You make up the list. How many? Maybe three. Three things that are going so right for you in your life that you're so grateful for. They don't have to be big things. Right now, one of my little pieces of gratitude would be, I'm so grateful that I've been lucky enough to land in a place where I have beautiful flowers. I grow roses and I have a bouquet of them right on my desk. I picked them yesterday evening. And they're smiling at me. I'm so grateful for the beautiful gifts like this that I've been allowed to have in my life and co-created in my life. That's a simple one. I'm also grateful that I have two beautiful and healthy kids and a husband, and that my family is a generally very smooth, easygoing, and loving experience. Almost no friction ever. I'm so grateful. So you're feeling, you're identifying three things that you're grateful for, and they can change every single time you do it, big, small. You don't feel like, well, I should really acknowledge all the big ones first. Nah. Acknowledge whatever it is that you need and feel that you want that's going to work for you. Again, it should take about a minute or two. So what are we up to? 7, 8 minutes? I bet you we can get this done in 10 tops. Or you could do just one or two or three of these things and have it done even less. Or just do one of them. If you only truly have a minute and a half to feel a shift, it's up to you guys. But let's get on to number four. What's the next most important thing to shift your energy instantly? It's an acknowledgement of divine timing. See, often the things that throw us out of whack in our day are things that we don't want, don't expect, or don't enjoy. Really. I mean, you're probably not doing this unless you've encountered something that felt kind of icky. Maybe you're doing it as part of your morning practice and you're starting from a great place and you're getting even better feeling, which is awesome. If you're doing that, hand claps to you, big time. But Maybe you're feeling like, God, yeah, I need to really shift this right now. Divine timing is a momentary reflection. It's just a moment in your heart, in your field, where what you're saying is, everything that's happening right now is happening for a reason. It's exactly where it should be. Whatever is going on is exactly what should be going on. I acknowledge that. I accept that. I am in divine timing, and this is necessary, and this was created, and it's perfect. So this one can be a toughie, right? Because you're like, no, it's not perfect. It's really, I hate it. It's terrible. But divine timing is there to shift your awareness, shift your perception from being pushing against and angry and pulling up all those negative emotions to pulling up a really good feeling. Like, oh, I get it. I may not like it, but I get it and I acknowledge it and I'm cool with it. Really important. This brings us to the last piece. Embracing. Divine timing is accepting, but I want you to go a step further. I want you to embrace your moment. Embrace your morning. Embrace your day. Embrace that argument. Embrace that fiction. Now, embracing does not mean, oh, it's amazing. I want more. And this is a big concept. It's one, again, that I bring up a lot in Me School. And I'm often referring to Me School, by the way, you guys, just because I know you're wondering often, where do these teachings come from? How does she have so much material and stuff? It's because I have this huge, giant year collection of shifts and transformational processes that I draw from. And as always, the door is open. I invite you in anytime. But I'm giving you little glimpses and little pieces and little nuggets and kind of sending you off right now in this show and the podcast and saying, do with it. So I come with this term embrace. Embrace is I'm not rejecting, resisting. I'm not spending my energy on opposition. The only time you're spending your energy on opposition is if it's constructive, constructive, creative opposition. Opposition that says, I am doing something about this. I am going for it. This feels great. But usually our opposition feels angry, difficult, energy sucking. You know that feeling. Just sucked all my energy. Today just sucked all my energy and I just want to go home and have a glass of wine and turn on Netflix. That's a day spent in opposition. But when you get into embracing, what you're instead saying is, my day brought me some really interesting things. What happens if I hold them and I go into them and I accept them and I transform them? Can you feel the ease and the flow in that suggestion, in that decision, in that feeling space? Takes far less effort, pulls far less energy out of you to embrace something than it does to reject something. Embracing is transformational energy. Rejection is oppositional, stuck, low feeling, unproductive for the most part, energy. That is like, if you get that concept, it's huge. Because what it means is that now, whenever you're encountering something you don't like, and you say, well, I'm going to embrace this, you've already done half the work of transforming it, and you've prevented yourself from leaking out a bunch of unproductive energy around that. So embrace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A little five-step formula, really. Breathe. Instantly align, instant alignment, gratitude, divine timing, and embracing. That's it. Absurdly simple. But I want to see you practice it. Because that's when you realize it sounds simple, and it is simple, but I've actually got to do it to make it work. So before we wrap up today, I want you to make a commitment to yourself. You're going to attempt this process with at least one thing today in your life. And if you can't remember all five pieces, that's okay. Use a couple of them. Just attempt it with at least one. one thing that comes up. So you can get the richness and the experience of it, and it's not just something you've heard and learned, but now it's something you've done and become. Because that is the real core and the real essence of flow dreaming. With that, I'm going to turn you on right now to a couple of flow dreams in the shop that you can definitely use and pick up. The shop can be accessed, of course, on the website, flowdreaming.com, or you can get it on your app. Just go to your app store on whatever mobile device you're using and download Flow Dreaming. And there's actually a couple of apps. One of them is a podcast app, and the other one is the shop app. Get them both, and that way you can kind of explore, get whatever you need. And so the flow dreams that I really want you to think about using are super inner yumminess, really good one, instant alignment, of course, and another one that focuses on gratitude, which is called super juicy gratitude. I know I've got to stop using super in my titles, but everything is super to me, so... Anyway, I highly recommend those. Super inner yumminess, super juicy gratitude, and instant alignment. Those will really help you to shift your day. And of course, if you just want to make sure your day always flows in flow and flows smoothly and is really programmed with the things that you want, you might as well even just go for one of our daily practices. The Daily Flow Playlist is an excellent one. It helps you start your day and end your day in a state of flow. So that's it, my darlings, and I'll see you guys all next week for another episode of Flow Dreaming. So I have a really important question for you. Me School, you've heard me talk about it, mention it, and I'm just wondering when it might be a fit for you, when you might jump to the next level, which is going from maybe listening to the flow dreams and playing with them, or listening to this podcast and saying, there is a next point from here. And I've been kind of playing around the same area for quite a while, and I'm ready to see what else there is. And maybe you're nervous and scared. You don't know how much it costs. You don't know what happens there. You don't know what will happen for you there. Look, don't be. Just don't be scared. Me School is the most beautiful thing I think I have made in my life. But it's the most beautiful thing because I take you, really, you, people just like you, into the program. And I take all the learning that I have been blessed with, that I have been mentored with. And I have been mentored and blessed with some pretty amazing people in my life. And my job is to carry this information forward, to then pass it on to you. And what we pass on is how to live well, how to be you, authentically you, how to live into who you are, who you came here to be, how to find that, how to move through your ceilings and blocks and blossom. You know, you're probably looking at this next big chunk of your life and wondering, what's going to be there? What's going to be in it? Is it going to be the same as it was before? Well, for it to be different, you need to start choosing yourself. You need to invest in yourself. You need to invest in your growth. You need to consciously say, I'm ready. It's time. I'm ready now. That's what we do in Me School. We spend that time. And that's what we look at. Personal power. Your ability to generate wealth, security, time freedom. We look at your emotional self. Are you in love with yourself? Are you in love with life? If you're not, let's make that happen. It's just a question of whether you say yes or whether you say no yet again. So, jump on over to my website, flowdreaming.com, and you'll find there a link, a button, an image. There'll be something where you can learn more about Me School and set up a time to talk with me, and we will get you going. I'll share and answer all of your questions and hopefully be able to start working with you as you discover what your life is really there for and how it really wants to show up for you. So right now, go to flowdreaming.com and just get your time scheduled for us to talk and think about Me School and where you're going next. Just get it done. It's past time. And now, let's get back to our show.